Hello again, this is Rural Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 626. Sharon will tell you how to receive a copy. Please testify to us as to whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We've got some songs, letters, and a powerful message from the Lord to keep you going one day at a time. Right now, let's pray that the Lord will anoint this service. Let's just pray. Father, now's the time for us to go to you for prayer. And a lot of people don't know how to approach your throne. But you told us to get up to where you are. You're actually inside of us, and you're sitting on the throne of our hearts if we're saved. Those of the people in our listening audience that are not saved, they know that I want them to know that you are everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere in this whole world. The heavens can't even contain you. So those out there that are wanting to receive something from you, you're here right now. And let their requests be known to the Almighty God. Now, Father, we ask that you anoint the service. Let everything that is said here have a meaning to it, because so many people, Father, read the Bible, and there's some people that are so eloquent and they have great voices that boom, but the main thing that you want us to receive is what these scriptures are all about. And there's so many people that are telling people in the world that the Old Testament is just a history book. It doesn't mean anything. But Lord, I believe you're you, and you want me to tell the people in this world that this is all very, very important, the New Old Testament, because it shows us how that the conduct that people had then is the same conduct that they have to have today. And this is our training. This is our guidance and our direction. Because we're going to be talking about Joshua again tonight and how Caleb was promised a certain mountain. And because he served God, he served you, Father, with his whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this is the first commandment, that we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and our strength, that we don't hold anything back. And this is the only way that we're going to conquer all the nations of the world, is to do just exactly that, is to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to surrender everything that we are to you, because we're cadavers. All we are is just corpses with a spirit in us that you blew the breath of life into us. And now that we're saved, then you've mingled your spirit with ours inside of our bodies. And it depends on how we treat your word, if we do what your word says, and we serve you with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love you with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength, we surrender everything unto you, then, Father, you're going to give us the things that the desires of our hearts. Now, Caleb did that, and he got that mountain, the entire mountain. And we're going to read about that, Father, and anoint it, and give us open doors and shut every door to Satan. Slam every door, Lord, and heal those of us that are ill. Heal all the children of Israel, that is, spiritual Israel. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they will accept the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and now here are the Jordanaires to sing How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord my God,
Praise the Lord. That's the Jordan Airs. I did an album or two with them and Gordon Stoker, a very good friend of mine, and also the rest of the Jordan Airs. Right now, we have some letters. Where's the first one from, Sharon?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All right, let's hear what they have to say.
I have a few of your newsletters by luck, just coming across them. I've limited computer use. I would really like to receive more newsletters and any other information you can supply. You guys really put the truth out there, and I just want as much information as possible. Please help me. My address is below. I'm really excited about hearing from your ministries. Please, I know I'll be able to help. I'm sorry the email address is no good. It's my friend's, only the phone number and address I gave. May God be with you all, and thank you for your help. Elizabeth Shores from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All right. Praise the Lord. Now, do you have another letter?
Yes.
All right.
This is from Zambia, Africa. Dear servant of God, greetings in the precious name of Jesus. It is my best wishes and sweetest dreams that this mail shall find you in a super state, as you are a saint of faith. And it's my wish that you are going to receive this letter with a great wave of surprise as it comes from someone from the Antichrist religion. Well, Pastor, I am a radio listener. For 3 months now, I have been tuned to Radio East Africa on Saturday and Sunday, where I get your anointed message, which deeply touched me. I now have peace of mind, and my heart is filled with the love, joy, and mercy of God. Hence, this has led me to move out of the blind religion of Catholicism. No matter where I started from, God has blessed me through your message to join the Commonwealth Kingdom of Salvation. I would love to take you back in my life. I am a product of Muslims, and I was once a well-known Muslim who was brought up in a very influential way. I was a seller moving with gas and explosives. At last, I was caught. While in prison, I joined the Roman Catholic religion. This was due to the harsh conditions of my country, Zambia, the poorest in Africa. I was given a Bible from the Sisters of Rosary, plus a rosary and an instruction book how to pray a rosary. It was from there that I started going to the chapel to attend Mass, and I used to pray 10 Hail Marys a day. One day, I heard a voice on Radio East Africa, and it caught my attention. It was according to Matthew chapter 23, verse 9 through 10. Just let me say that much more could be said, but I heard that it was more sufficient to follow Jesus Christ. The big question from my heart was, is Jesus so far away that I must pray through Mary? I was deeply thinking about this, and later, while asleep, someone directed me into John chapter 14, verse 1, and Mark chapter 11, verse 24, which encouraged me to leave this darkest religion. At this moment, I am very much happy, though my family is still blind to the truth. The Bible I am holding is a wrong one, so at this time, I just join your ministry on the weekends, which is a blessing. I'm compelled to bring this dilemma to your attention. I'm politely asking you to kindly assist me with a Bible, the Messiah book, and some message CDs. You can send me these blessings through the below address as I am moved to and from Kabwe to Lusaka. I convey my heartfelt greetings to you with Christian love, not forgetting your congregation. Sunny Malenga from Kabwe, Zambia, Africa.
All right. We have now the 14th chapter of Joshua. And in it, of course, from the first chapter on throughout is the distribution of the properties, the different portions of the promised land as being doled out to the different people of Israel. And so we're going to start reading right now. Sharon, will you start reading from chapter 14 of Joshua?
And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan.
Now, how do we inherit things? We inherit the kingdom of heaven by being faithful, giving our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And so the Old Testament here is teaching us that these are the countries, all the different countries in the Holy Land, the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan. Now, the older people in Israel all dropped dead with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, because they did not, with all their heart, follow the Lord. Now, this same strategy of God's follows throughout the entire Bible, clear through the book of Revelation. So continue on, Sharon.
These are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. Verse 2.
Okay, and then I also want to remind you that all these children of Israel are children from the four wives of Jacob, whose name God changed to Israel because he is a mighty prince with God. Because he wrestled with the Lord until he received the answer. He wrestled all night long. And this is what people need to do in prayer. If they want something, you don't just send a little wimpy whisper to the throne. You must follow through until there is a answer from God. A breakthrough. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded, by the hand of Moses.
Now Moses, God used Moses, who also had three wives. And the reason I'm saying these things about how many wives these great men of God had is because the Antichrist one world government is throwing people in jail, in prison, and making them look like they're horrible sinners for having more than one wife. And how does the government especially Antichrists, know whether they were given to them by God or not. God said he gave all the wives that David had to him. And like, I'm not going to back down with this gospel, with these truths, to this ungodly Catholic cult that runs this government and all the governments of the world. Because that cult is the child molesting homosexual church. And it doesn't make any difference what Satan says. He says that, oh, we're going to change everything. We're going to punish the people in our church, which is nothing but the biggest cult in the world. We're going to make them, we're going to weed them out of the church. But that's never going to happen. The Pope himself is a homosexual. Okay, then continue on.
For the nine tribes and for the half tribe.
Okay, so there's 9, 10, 11 tribes. Yes, that's what it is. And then another tribe would make the 12 tribes of Israel. Because children of Levi do not have an inheritance in the land because God is their inheritance. All right. So we have to remember these things. Then what?
Verse 3.
That's what, and this is why if you're in the tribe of the line of the tribe of Judah, which is Jesus, then you don't really have any inheritance in this world either. Because our inheritance is the kingdom of heaven. It is the Lord. Okay, continue on.
For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them.
Right, because they were God's priests. And when you become a born-again Christian, you'll be a priest of the Lord and a king. He has a nation of kings and priests. And the only inheritance we have is God, and that's all we need is God. And we're going to receive that inheritance. We're going to be in heaven forever. Then what else?
Verse 4. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. Verse 5. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me.
Moses, the man of God, who had three wives. The Pope, who is a homosexual and is the head of the child molesting church. This is facts, folks. You know, I don't lie. I'm telling you the truth. Moses, the man of God, with his three wives, he gave the instructions from God to the children of Israel. And the Pope, who is the head of the homosexual child molesting church, is giving instructions to the different heads of governments, and they are obeying him, and therefore they must spend eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, continue on.
Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea.
Concerning me, Caleb, that is, and in Kadesh Barnea. All right, then what?
Verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart.
Right, so he had a heart to serve the Lord. Caleb did. God sent those people over there into the promised land, and 10 of them came back with a very bad report that we're like grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants, and we can't do it. But Joshua and Caleb said, With you, God, we can do all things. We can do everything. And we are, this is our heart. Our heart loves you and trusts in you. With all of our hearts, we give them to you. And if you tell us to go in there and take that land over, then we believe that we can do it because you'll be with us because we really love you. That's the first commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. All the heart, all the soul, all the mind, and all the strength. Okay, go on then, Sharon.
Verse 8, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt.
Yeah, they said, the other 10, they made the people of Israel afraid of those reprobates in that land. The Lord wanted them annihilated, and of course he was the one that was going to annihilate them. He gave the children of Israel the power to do that. But not the old-timers. The old-timers were not allowed to enter the Holy Land. It was all the new children of Israel. It was the young ones that were born in the wilderness those 40 years. And with the exception of two of the older ones, Joshua and Caleb, because they served God with all their heart. They followed him wholly. Caleb is now saying, but I wholly, in other words, entirely followed the Lord my God. So they got to stay alive, and that is the same way it is today. You must serve the Lord with all your heart. He didn't say, in other words, as I mentioned in the message before, that you could have, say, $100 in your pocket, but if you kept back even a penny, you did not wholly give everything over to the Lord. Entirely. And the Lord, when he was talking to the rich man, who asked him, you know, how am I able to get into the kingdom of heaven? He says, sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. Bring it in and we'll distribute it for you. And the man was sad because he would not listen entirely or even at all to what the Lord told him to do. So now reread verse 8, Sharon.
Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people, the government is saying, you, like former President Clinton was on television after, while we were watching the flames of those little children, their mothers and dads being burned up, and say, I take full responsibility for this. And this scares the general public to serve God. They just can't get over how I have the intestinal fortitude to continue serving God, because their hearts have melted. The people of this world, their hearts have melted. But I want to have it said of me, but I wholly, I entirely, I serve God with all my heart. I followed the Lord, my God. I followed the Lord, my God, not the devil. I wasn't afraid to die for the gospel. The gospel gave me life, and I'm not afraid to die for the gospel. But the people of the world, their hearts have melted, because they're saying in their hearts, who is able to make war against this beast? This beastly, ungodly government that doesn't care whether they slaughter children before they're born. They murder them. They don't care to put signs in people's hospital rooms. Old people and young ones that the parents don't want. Don't feed or give this person any water. I'm not that kind of a person. God is not that kind of a God to allow people to do that without recompense coming back to them. Okay, continue on, Sharon.
But I wholly followed the Lord my God.
I did it because, and that's why he's still able to be alive, and he's still has the ability to receive an inheritance in the land of Canaan. Well, this is a symbolic, a figure type, or symbol of the kingdom of heaven. God is giving the kingdom of heaven even to people that are, and only to those that serve him with whole heart. When you give your heart to the Lord, it has to be the whole heart. Like Ananias and Sapphira held something back. They sold some property and lied to the Holy Spirit, telling the Holy Spirit in Peter that, here's everything we have, Ananias and Sapphira. But they held back money. It doesn't make any difference whether you're holding back money or you get frightened to death away from serving the Lord. You're not even serving the Lord with one part of your heart, let alone the whole heart. Because I wholly, totally followed the Lord, my God. My God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My God is the God that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. And then, Sharon, verse 9.
And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trod.
And what? Moses? And yeah. Moses sware on that day. Well, why would God exalt Moses and people like Gideon and people like Israel, whose name was Jacob and changed to Israel? Why would he exalt them? Because they're polygamists. They have many wives. Moses, 3, and 4. Wives to Jacob, who God changed his name to Israel. Now go ahead.
And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever.
So he predicted that because he gave the Lord his entire heart, his entire being, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, if you don't keep the first commandment, it's for sure you're not going to keep the rest of them. And it wouldn't do any good if you did, if you broke the first commandment. If you're a coward, that's why the Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in hell. Okay, then what?
Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.
Okay, read verse 9 again.
And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.
Because thou hast totally followed the Lord my God. It keeps saying that in this chapter. And that's the way it is today, folks. You must serve him with the whole heart. So people say, well, we don't have to do anything. Well, they had to go over into Canaan land to search it out and come back with a report. And that's what they did. And today we have to go into the land searching for souls. And that's what we do. And if you're just going to some dead church that is unscriptural, that's not serving the Lord with the whole heart. That's doing the exact opposite of what the Lord says, and then you expect to have a good report on the day of judgment. Now, verse 10, Sharon.
And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years.
This is Caleb talking. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Okay, so he entered the Holy Land when he was 40 years old, and he's been out in the wilderness all those years, and now he's been in to Israel. Now he's 85 years old. So Read it again, verse 10.
And now behold.
And now look. Look at, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said. Look at me, I'm 85 years old now. And he told me that when I was 40, after I came back from Canaan with a good report. Then what?
As he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the
Moses, the polygamist, he had three wives. Okay, I'm just saying these things because they're putting all kinds of people in prison because maybe God gave them several wives, you know, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's still dictating policy to his people. And the devil doesn't like it because the devil loves homosexuality. The devil's church, the Roman Catholic cult, loves homosexuality. And an occasional choir boy. Okay, then what?
While the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old.
85 years old. Then what?
Verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now.
Right now, Moses served the Lord 40 years. He started serving the Lord at 80 years old. And he was 120 years when the Lord said, look, you have to die because you didn't do right on one point here. There was the rock that was giving water to all the people. Moses would strike the rock with a rod once, and water would gush out and water or give drink to the entire army of Israel. This was approximately 3 million people and all their cattle. All right, then what?
As my strength was then, even so is my strength now.
So the Lord continued giving him strength, allowed him to have strength, just as he did Moses. Moses said the same thing when he was 120. Then go ahead.
For war, both to go out and to come in. Verse 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there.
The giants. Then what?
And that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
See, Caleb and Joshua are never afraid of the giants because they know that God turned Egypt upside down for them, opened the Red Sea, and they knew that God could destroy the Anakians, or any giants, or all the people in the world. He drowned all the people of the world at one time, with the exception of 8 souls. Then verse 13.
And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Verse 14. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
All right, now, are you going to follow entirely, 100% the Lord God of Israel? If you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven because you're breaking the first commandment. And here it is in the Old Testament, and I've read it over and over again in the New Testament. Jesus said, you are my friend if you do everything that I say. Well, Lord, don't send me into the land of the giants. I mean, my heart would melt just to think that you do. Don't send me to Alaska. Don't send me to Africa, Lord. There's all kinds of snakes over there and spiders and man-eating plants and everything like that. I don't want to. Don't say that. Just, you're supposed to be morto, just like a dead person. We have to be mortified. John 15, 10 and 11 says, this is New Testament now, if you keep my commandments, and he means all of them because he said, if you break one, you've broken them all. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Well, the only thing other than God's love is his wrath. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, I kept every one of my Father's commandments. So he's telling us, if you keep all my Father's commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, even though I abode in his love. And he adds, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you for a reason, that my joy, because I'm not going to have any joy if you go to hell in the lake of fire, that my joy might remain in you. Now, we have a lot of joy if we're serving the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I remember when I first was saved, I had so much joy in my heart because I realized that there was the Lord, that God is alive and talks to me, and there's just nothing more thrilling to me in my entire life. So it's easy to remain in the Lord, and because I want him to remain in me, and that your joy might be full because Jesus is in me. Jesus, who conquered sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. He conquered everything that there is. Sin, Satan, the world, all, everything. Death, he conquered that, hell, and the grave. And if we're in Jesus, that we have the inheritance forever, and we have joy in our heart, even when we're going through persecution. We many times laugh. We hear people saying all kinds of false things about us. And I just laugh and tell the people in the church, there's nothing that they can do against us, because I'm serving, and you have to serve too, the Lord with all of your heart. And if when we do that, then there isn't any good thing that the Lord will withhold from us. And he will defeat all of our enemies. He will defend us. And the joy of the Lord will be in our hearts no matter what we go through. All right, then continue on, Sharon.
Verse 15. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims. And the land had rest from war.
Well, that's really something that these people learned such a lesson, these people of Israel, the young ones. Well, let's go into chapter 15 now, verse 1.
This, then, was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward, was the uttermost part of the south coast. Verse 2. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. Verse 3. And it went out to the south side to Mael a Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karka. Verse 4. From thence it passed toward Azmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. Verse 5. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan.
Now this is the Lord's favorite place in the whole world, is the Holy Land. And he gave all this, everything, to the people of Israel. Praise the Lord. Then what?
And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. Verse 6. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Arba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Verse 7. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal.
And why did the Lord put all these borders and the names of the places and the borders of the Salt Sea, the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and all these different places, because that land belongs to Israel, and it's written that it belongs to no one else. And anyone trying to teach people any other thing, it's the same thing that they're preaching about everything today. It's nothing but lies. Everything you hear is a lie. This is why it's important to get into the Bible, because the truth is to be found there. It's the only place in the world that you can find the truth of the Word of God. Okay, then what?
And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward looking toward Gilgal. That is before the going up to Adumim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. Verse 8. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite. The same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. Verse 9. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephraim. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kirjath-Jearim. Verse 10. And the border compassed from Baalah westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Jearim, which is Kesalon, on the north side, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. Verse 11. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. Verse 12. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah round about, according to their families. Verse 13. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron.
Okay, now let's read from Colossians 3. I'll read from verse 1 to at least 5. We'll keep going. Then what?
If ye then be risen with Christ.
Okay, so if you are abiding in Christ and in the whole, with your whole heart, that you've given it unto the Lord God, then what?
Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yes, because he's still there, folks. Then what?
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to the things here on earth. For you know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, the one that we're living in, is dissolved, if that's our body, our corpse, the carrying case for our spirit, which is the real us, then what?
For ye are dead, and your life...
Yeah, we're a corpse if we're serving the Lord, because what we do is die out like Caleb and Joshua did, and serve God with the whole heart. Then what?
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
So we are dead or mortified, and our life is hid with who?
With Christ in God.
All right, so you cannot be an earthly being or a fleshy being, even though we're in the flesh, but our lifestyle is not a fleshy one. Or a carnal one. Our lifestyle is now spiritual because we become new creatures in Christ Jesus when he's abiding in us and we're abiding in him. We're not the same anymore. It's two different things. And I hear Christians all the time, they're offending people a lot, and they say, well, that's just me. Well, then you're still alive. You haven't become mortified yet. you haven't become a corpse, and your old lifestyle is still shining darkly in you, and Christ is not shining in you at all. Because we're supposed to be dead with Christ, and He, by the Spirit, is supposed to have lifted us up, and we now are showing ourselves to be children of light by the power of God that's living in us, dwelling in us, abiding in us, and we're abiding in Him. Okay, continue on.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear...
See, now Christ has become the life that's in us with our spirit, our newly resurrected spirit. So it's Christ that is, read that again.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory.
Right, because we're His body. And so we are going to appear with Him in glory. But if we are yet walking in the flesh, we're not going to appear with Him in glory, because there's only one body that's going to make it into the kingdom of heaven, and that is the body of Christ. And the body of Christ does what Christ did. They serve the Lord with their whole heart. Now, a lot of people move into our church saying they love the Lord, but they immediately start wanting all sorts of things, which we give them, but they want to be married to people that are really not of the Lord. They get entangled with them if they leave the church and they backslide, then they try to come into the church and do the things that the Lord commands them not to do. Okay, continue on.
Verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Keep going.
Verse 6. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Verse 7. In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. Verse 8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
Okay, so mortification is to destroy the strength of your old life, the vitality of your old life, our functioning of the old life, to subdue or deaden as the body or bodily appetites. Well, our old way of life is we have appetites for sex. We have appetites for money. We have appetites for food, tremendous amounts of food, and appetites of every kind that are carnal. But we must do all things in moderation, which means that we must mortify the flesh. And my time is up, and right now is the time for us to pray. Lord, mortify our flesh. Mortify the deeds of Satan in our flesh, because we know that it is Satan in this world. There's nothing in this world but Satan, lusts. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And therefore, Lord, we are asking us to walk a straight and narrow path. One that we're not supposed to get off one side or the other. Straight and narrow, and that's the way, that's the gate to the kingdom of heaven. For wide is the gate of destruction. Now, pray with me. Say to the Lord, Father, I know that Jesus Christ, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. It's your word. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory. Get yourself a King James Version of the Bible. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how to receive a copy of this program, number 626.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Check in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another step forward to the kingdom of heaven one day at a time. Now, I believe that I can do all things in Christ Jesus. I believe I can walk in the Spirit because I've been doing it for almost 44 years. Therefore, this song has the same words. I believe I can walk in the Spirit. I can fly. I can go to the throne of God. I believe I can fly. And this is Kenny G and Yolanda Adams. I believe I can walk in the Spirit. I believe I can fly.
But now I know.